in Act Two. But first, we have one more storyteller this half. I am so happy he's here. You are all in for a really big treat. This gentleman is one of the all-stars of this show. He's been featured on our year-end best-ofs as long as he's been telling stories, including at the first Tom Hanks Day. He told probably one of the best pieces ever on this show. And now that I've set him up a lot, let's get him up here. Please put your hands together for Mike Giffer.
Oh my God, you're gonna be so disappointed after that. Okay, before we get started, thank you. I love Tom Hanks Day. I think it's wonderful because it started off as something very stupid, right?
Yeah, totally.
And very stupid, and now it's a big thing, and I think that's amazing. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 3 days. So all I gotta say, no, don't. Because it's the only thing I like in this world. I don't like anything else. I like smoke. I knew a Jesuit priest who was friends with C.S. Lewis, and evidently C.S. Lewis would say, "I never trust anybody unless they smoke." And C.S. Lewis died in his 60s of emphysema. But I'll be honest. I stopped smoking. I have a thing written. I just got to get this off my chest. I haven't smoked because I'm a homosexual, if you can tell. And I dated a lot of like loser gay men, like the sort of guys that, you wish they hadn't come up with so many antibiotics. But look, so I go out with like a low gay, like there's high gay and low gay. And I am low gay. And so, like Edward Albee without the success. So like for you lit guys, he was a creep from what I hear. I knew some guys who, my God, ooh, talk about a Cosby. Anyway, look, I digress. Allegedly. Sorry, Edward Albee. So, the thing is, oh, what a queer he was. Look, but the thing is though, so I figure if I don't smoke, I can maybe go out with a better quality homosexual. Okay. The Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, The Money Pit, Toy Story, all great films of different genres that are poignant then and now. But we're here talking about the film Castaway. Castaway is a fantastically boring film where we witness Tom Hanks shed all of his rich white man weight to play a gaunt FedEx systems engineer who befriends a volleyball named Wilson. So aside from the fact that the movie totally sucks and is lacking in all artistic merit, I reference Werner Herzog's Fitzcarraldo, but I digress. It is the ultimate 143-minute commercial for FedEx and Wilson Sporting Goods. Featuring Tom Hanks yelling, crying, and successfully portraying a vastly less racist Robinson Crusoe. Great! The cannibal known as Friday could be considered problematic, that is, unless you are a police officer. The best part of Castaway is when Tom Hanks' character attempts suicide. The low point of the film is when the suicide fails. We must give credit to the ultimate bit of product placement, dare I say, in the history of American cinema, when the bloody handprint faced volleyball named Wilson drifts away into the horizon of the ocean, and where the audience sobbed over a volleyball as Tom Hanks cries out for Wilson, 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 reminding us what to purchase when we go to the store. And we still have to ask ourselves how we could elect Donald Trump to I office. Well, you cried over a fucking volleyball.
So conservative or liberal, you get what you deserve. But the fact Castaway is a bullshit commercial reflects the vulgarity of all Americans today is not my point. Mine is Helen Hunt's reaction to when she sees Tom Hanks after all those years. And she realizes he's not dead, but merely cast away. The reaction is overwhelming, exuberant joy that can only be channeled by true love. I find that moment especially poignant because no one has ever been excited to see me. Even if we have never met before this moment, unless you are totally daft, you have surely come to understand why nobody has ever been excited to see me. But for you fools who don't know it, it's because I'm fucking weird. But being excited to see one, that's asking a lot of somebody to love you that much that they can spontaneously channel excitement toward you, especially if it ends in disappointment. Was it really excitement in the first place? Who knows? For me, love is like pissing your pants and not minding. What a burden to lay upon a person. I mean, based on all evidence, one really has to be very stupid to fall in love. Sidebar, I fell in love with an alcoholic bartender, prone to bouts of long depression and a penchant for the music of Tori Amos. Low gay. Over the course of our 6-month romance, he had only made me orgasm once, but from what my female friends tell me, that's normal. I did things with him I'd never done or thought I'd do before. I pretended to like his Chihuahua dogs. I even pretended to like little Felix with his barking collar staring at me while sitting on his lap getting fucked. Yes. Fucking dogs. Dogs and babies are what's wrong with America. I actually told him that I agreed with him when he said Britney Spears' lyrics had depth. That's stupid. And I sucked his cock in a lit alley next to Esne Films where the great Charlie Chaplin shot movies. Nothing like gagging on a cock in the footsteps of greatness. This affair ultimately ended when I asked him, "What's wrong with you?" And he responded, "I don't even know where to begin. Fucking kill me." Well, that's the closest I've ever come to somebody being excited to see me. End of sidebar. I too cried when Wilson floated away. Yeah, I did. I did that and I admit it because I'm garbage and a hypocrite. But I also vote for Democrats, so I guess that adds up. Happy Tom Hanks Day. I think they're amazing because they came from a stupid idea, and I thank you all very much. Have a lovely evening and enjoy intermission. Eric!
When he was saying that stuff about how he thinks he'll date a better class of person if he stops smoking, I realized I've dated a lot of women who have smoked, so, like, I reverse engineered that comment and realized that, I'm the low class for them. They're like, oh, I scare them out of smoking is what I'm saying. I am good for the lungs.